This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM AM 680 live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. I'm Caleb Swenson. I'll be joined soon by Mark Maloney. We are live in Cadott, Wisconsin tonight. It's the Cadott Hornets against your McDonald Central Max teams at opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to the Western Clover Belt Conference night. McDonald 18-1 on the season. They are 9-1 and tied with Fall Creek for first in the WCC. Cadott won their first four games of the season. They have since lost 13 in a row, 4-13, 0-10 in conference play, and sitting at eighth and last in the Western Clover Belt. For McDonald, their last time out, a tough win on Tuesday night against Bloomer, 52-48. Get the season sweep of the Blackhawks there. Eddie Mittermeier with 20 points in that game. He was 4 of 10 from downtown. He's hit four three-pointers each in his last two games. He was 6 of 13 from the field, 4 of 4 perfect from the line, 4 rebounds. Didn't have an assist in that game, did have 2 steals. Again, Bloomer is a team that Coach Van Grunsven just wants that team to slog everyone down, make it a slow, tough, low possession, turnover high game for their opponents. And so McDonald fighting hard through that game, only turned the ball over 8 times in that win against Bloomer. Cannon Huss, 14 points, 0 of 2 from downtown, but 4 of 5 from the free throw line and 5 of 12 from the field. He also pulled in 8 rebounds and had an assist, their third double-digit score in that win over Bloomer. Aiden Misfelt with 11 points. He was 2 of 11 from downtown, 1 assist, 6 rebounds, and 1 steal. Of course, Aiden had that brilliant game, his 18-point effort, highest point output of the season, the last time McDonald beat Bloomer. The Max kind of struggled a bit from the field in that game, 17 of 47, and you expect that a little bit against a team like Bloomer, 36% from the field, just 23%, 6 of 26 from three-point range, 8 assists on 17 field goals for Adam Schilling's crew, 12 of 16, an impressive performance, 75% from the free throw line. As I mentioned, just 8 turnovers, they had 4 steals, 26 rebounds, 13 fouls in that game against Bloomer. On Tuesday night, Cadott, again, as I've mentioned, lost 13 in a row, so it was another loss at Stanley Boyd, 68-48. They took it on the chin. Tegan Ritter, their lone senior in the starting lineup. They'll start 3 sophomores tonight. He had 17 points. Warren Bovey, one of those sophomores, with 15. Also Nolan Freed with 8. And Brody Burrish, the junior, with 6 points in that loss at Stanley Boyd. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports. We'll talk with both head coaches, starting with head coach Dusty Burrish of Cadott. It's the Max and the Hornets live on the road. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the 3 and the lead at 24-23.
No-look bounce pass down low.
Katie Ruff off the window, counted in a foul.
Blocked by the Eau Claire player, but here's Riley Biston. And it goes in, the empty netter. Makes it 3-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
This is Max Basketball on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to Max Basketball, live on the road in beautiful Cadott, Wisconsin, at Cadott High School, home of the Hornets. We are here with head coach Dusty Burrish in this Western Clover Belt Conference game. And, Coach, second go-round of this conference. It's such a battle trying to go through the Western Clover Belt. And, obviously, you've seen this McDonald team one time and at their place put up 25 points. What do you need to do just to click a little bit more offensively in this second go-round?
I just think against their zones, we just got to move the ball around and penetrate off that movement. So a lot of times we do move it well, but then we're just still standing, and we're not finding the high post man. So we got to penetrate more, you know, get better looks for us. Anytime you got any penetration against any defense, there's always an opportunity for a kick out or anything inside low. So we just got to make sure to make their defense rotate more out of their three sets of their defense that they have.
Where do you see your team improving the most, especially in that mental battle when the wins haven't been coming like you'd want? There's certainly a lot of athletes at the school, but like we mentioned, it's just such a tough conference to play in. In some of those mental battles, where are you improving? Where are you improving on the court as well?
We're trying to improve mentally. Yeah, you know, just because obviously we're having a down season again this year. With the athletes I got, I'm down a couple boys. I lost a guard, and he's actually out on vacation right now. That didn't help us at all, but I lost one of my main guard scorers to an ankle injury. So we're really going deeper in the bench that I wanted to. And I think we just mentally have to just play hard and shoot with confidence. Last time we played against these guys, I only had one score in that game, and I can't have that. I got possible 3-4 scores, two of them 15 to 20 points a game, and then my other guys just got to clean up the rest. And offensive boards really have been hurting us this year. I don't have real big boys, so really my number five, Brody Burrish, he's a junior. He's really a decent sized four man, not a five. He's been playing five for us all season. So I need them just to mentally be stronger, compete harder, and you know, we have nothing to lose at this point in the season. We're going to head into playoffs soon. We're obviously bottom of the conference, but like a team like this, McDonald, Fall Creek, Osseo, them top teams that are playing really well, they have something to lose. We don't. So I think the energy and the intensity would be a little bit more these last few games for us.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for your time, and hope you have a great rest of the season as well.
All right, thank you.
Head Coach Burrish of Cadott, back after this with Coach Schilling of the Max. This is McDonald Basketball on the road at Cadott on WOGO Sports.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown. Your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Welcome back to Max Basketball Live on the road at Cadott High School here on WOGO Sports. Good to be with you as McDonald in the stretch run of the Western Clover Belt Conference schedule here with head coach Adam Schilling. And coach, this is a Cadott team you've already seen once this year. As far as your defensive performance, 25 points was all you allowed. That was the best of the season. How do you keep up that intensity on their home floor?
I think just getting out and trying to pressure the ball, making sure we get back and transition and find the shooters early. And then, again, ball pressure is something we've been trying to work on. So if we can get up, pressure them a little bit, and make sure we contest all our shots, I think that'll be good.
What are you looking for from your team mentally? Again, this is a Cadott team that's at the bottom of the conference, but you've also had a long home stretch, and it's a little bit different getting out on the road again.
Yeah, I think we only played one away game in January, so it's something we got to do three out of our last four games for the crossover game. So I think defense is one thing we talk about traveling with us, so if we go play somewhere else, we can always bring our defense with us. So really starts on that end, hopefully getting us some easy buckets in transition and just trying to get good, easy shots as much as we can.
I know you're tied atop the conference right now, and of course there's that big game with Fall Creek looming, but just to be where you want to be in the postseason, where do you want to see this team improve the most over just these final few games before it's one and done?
Just kind of realizing how important every possession is. I think the Bloomer game was good at that just because every possession was a pretty big possession. So understand that you can't take a possession off, and you got to really cherish the ball when you have it. Just really fine-tuning those little things that help you win tournament games are things we're going to focus on these last couple weeks.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward.
Great. Thank you for coming out.
Head coach Adam Schilling of the Max, your player introductions and your tip-off coming up next live from Cadott. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Max Basketball and WOGO Sports, live from Cadott High School, a rematch of a game in early January, 1 month ago, 1 month and 1 day ago, as McDonald took care of business at home, 65-25 against this Cadott team. They were up 31-10 at half, and in that game, Tegan Ritter of Cadott scored 23 of his team's 25 points. As you heard from Coach Burrish, they're definitely going to need scoring from other areas. Cannon Huss, brilliant for McDonald, 21 points, 10 of 12 field goals, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 5 steals. Eddie Mittermeier with 10 points, 2 of 8 from long range, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Aiden Misfeld had 10 points, 5 of 7 from the field, 7 rebounds, and 4 assists. That brings us to our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And for McDonald here tonight, when you look at what they did last time, shooting 55% from the field against Cadott, only 30% from downtown. But a huge factor in that game, 5 turnovers. So if you're McDonald tonight, Toyson Ford key to the game for you: keep it under double-digit turnovers, shoot the ball like you're accustomed to doing, and you should be just fine at the end of this one. Your game time is coming up next. Those are your Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We're back with the Max and the Hornets after this on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Game time is next on WOGO Sports.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's Hai Chai Department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
February 11th is the Midwinter Mardi Gras fundraiser at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Support our MAC students and schools with your business sponsorship. Can't attend but still want to help? Purchase raffle tickets. One for $25 or five for $100. $4,000 in cash prizes. Get your raffle tickets at any one of our three schools today. The McDonald Midwinter Mardi Gras is sponsored in part by Chippewa Valley Financial Services, One Automotive Group, Micon Cinemas, Nicolet National Bank, Bargain City, and Country Treasures.
Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Starting lineups being introduced. First for McDonald, 18-1, tops in the Western Clover Belt Conference. They'll start with Aiden Misfeld, 5'11 senior guard, number one, averaging 10.3 points, one of three double-digit scores for this McDonald team, 4.1 rebounds, three assists, and over two steals. Eddie Mittermeier, the leading scorer at 21.4 points per game, also leads the team in assists. He's a 5'11 senior guard, number three. Keegan Galvez, 6'5", senior forward, number 22, just under 7 points per game. Jordan Sikora, 6'2", sophomore guard, number 24, 2.4 points, almost 2 rebounds and 2 assists per game. And Cannon Huss, 6'3", senior guard forward combo, number 33, averaging 21 points per game. Second on the team, leads the team at almost 10 rebounds per contest as well. Adam Schilling, head coach of McDonald, 5th year at the helm, 85-37 record. That's a 69% winning percentage. For head coach Dusty Burrish and Kadat, they will start Warren Bovey, 14.6 points per game for the 6-foot sophomore, number 1. Number 2, Tegan Ritter, 14.5 points per game for the 6-foot-1 senior, the lone senior in this Kadat lineup. 5'9" junior, 6'1" junior, Brody Burrish, he averages 5.9 points per game. Number 5, Nolan Freed is number 10. He's a 6-foot sophomore, one of 3 sophomores in the starting lineup, 3.6 points per game. And Jackson Barone, a 6'3" sophomore, number 11, 1.8 points per game. Kadat in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the jet black numerals and lettering and the gold piping and outlines. McDonald resplendent in their traveling royal blue uniforms, tops and bottoms, white numerals, white lettering. They also have gold piping. As Cannon Huss will jump at midcourt and tapped into the backcourt and won by McDonald. Looked like Kadat had a hand on that, but it went right to Jordan Sikora, and so McDonald attack first, left to right, as we welcome Mark Maloney back from New Jersey.
Yes, and I just got done reffing a game up there. The 8th grade girls had a game at McDonald that we had to get taken care of, but I made it.
Good to have you here.
Thanks.
And congratulations as well.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Apologize for the connection issue there. 3 offensive rebounds on the first possession for Kadat, and it's Jackson Marone, the 6'3" sophomore, who finally gets the finish, makes it 2-0 the home team.
Yeah, that was just bad boxing out by McDonald.
Eddie Mittermeier, left corner, 3, and McDonald takes the lead back 3-2. He's hit 4 3-pointers apiece in the last 2 games against Osseo Fairchild and Bloomer. Tough competition. Kadat moving right to left, trailing by 1 against your McDonald Max here in WOGO Sports. Freed up top, leave it for Warren Bovey. Feed to the right wing. That's Tegan Ritter. Ritter floats it back out to Bovey. Again, that's the 1-2 punch for Coach Burrish and this Kadat team. Bovey has it up top, floats to Ritter. Ritter deep 3, right wing. That just graces the front of the rim, knocked out by Keegan Galvez, but picked up in the corner by Nolan Freed of Kadat. Bovey pulls up just inside the foul line, well off the mark, off the glass, and Sikora with the rebound in the far corner. Sikora pushes up to Eddie Mittermeier, right wing. Long cross-court skip, Keegan Galvez. Galvez pump fakes, then takes a 3, hits the 3 from the left corner, all net for Keegan Galvez.
Good shot there. Nice ball fake, got the defender off of him, and made a nice shot.
Keegan Galvez went down hard in that Bloomer game. Good to see him back up and healthy. 6-2, McDonald. Burrish kick into the right corner to Warren Bovey. The work back out, Jackson Barone. We have the first bucket, the only bucket for Kadat so far. Leaves it for Nolan Freed. Back to Bovey. Bovey slides a left hand and bounce pass to Tegan Ritter. Jordan Sikora picks him up just outside the arc on the left wing. Dribble handoff in the right corner, curling back up top is Nolan Freed. Shoots it back to Ritter. Drop along the baseline, up and under, hanging and hitting. Brody Burrish, the 6'1" junior, 6-4 McDonald.
I've got some nice-sized kids out there.
Again, not a lot of height, but
yeah.
Looks like they hit the weight room a bit.
They had a pretty decent run at football this year.
Eddie Mittermeier, right corner 3. That one too long. Brody Burrish with the rebound. And this Kadat team won their first 4 games of the season, but now sit at 4-13, 13 setbacks in a row, and trying to get a little payback to McDonald after a 40-point loss to the Macs on January the 3rd. Quick three from the lefty, Warren Bovee, and
want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
No look bounce pass down low.
Katie Ruff off the window, counted in a foul.
Blocked by the Eau Claire player, but here's Riley Biston. And it goes in, the empty netter. Makes it 3-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
9-9, Brody Burrish for the basket. Again, we apologize. It seems that we don't have quite as good cellular coverage as we had hoped here in this gym, as Warren Bovee pulls up from the left elbow and makes it 11-9, Kadat, but hoping those issues will have righted themselves now. 12:50 and counting. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio. McDonald trailing by two to Kadat, who's looking for their first conference win. Jordan Sikora, right corner, Eddie Mittermeier slides it down, right block. Cannon Huss all the way over to the left corner, went through a couple Kadat hands before Aiden Misfelt pulled it back. Flipped to him from Keegan Galvez. Jordan Sikora to Eddie Mittermeier, right corner. Back to Sikora, right wing. Shot fake, one bounce. Throws to Eddie. Eddie drops to the post. Cannon Huss, and Huss bodied and bumped. And we have our first foul of the game as Cooper Mittermeier and Carter Stelter will come in. Cooper, the 5'9" sophomore guard number 0, averaging 2.6 points per game. Carter Stelter, the 6-foot senior forward number 20, averaging 2.1 points and 1.8 rebounds. Keegan Galvez and Jordan Sikora will exit. Eddie Mittermeier off the inbounds, passes up the three, goes to Aiden Misfelt left wing. Back to Eddie on the right side. Eddie finds Cannon Huss in a double team in the lane. Count the bucket and the foul. Hoop and harm for Huss once again. A little runner from 6 feet.
He's been calling for that basketball down there quite a bit.
Well, he was 10 of 12 from the field against Kadat the first time, and he's a good outside shooter, but you figure, and not having seen that game personally, that a lot of those shots probably came from in the painted area. Yeah. And that's where he's certainly looking to do some damage tonight.
Yep, and that was Jackson Barone's second foul.
Huss, the free throw, perfect. Three the old-fashioned way. 76% free throw shooter is Cannon Huss. 12-11, McDonald retakes the lead. Carter Stelter knocks the ball out of bounds away from Tegan Ritter. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Almost one-third of the way through the first half. Bovee, bounce pass deep along the baseline and up and in for two. Nolan Blum, who just came into the game, the 5'11 junior, snuck back door. No one picked him up. 13-12, Kadat. Back and forth we go.
Yeah.
Aiden Misfelt high on the left. Eddie Mittermeier, right wing.
He's looking at it.
Thought about a really deep three. Aiden Misfelt will take a deep three. Hit the back iron. Two Kadat players collide, but Brody Burrish with the rebound. Across the timeline is Bovee. Bounce pass in the left wing. Bovee will get it back up top. Picked up by Eddie Mittermeier. Finds Burris just inside the left elbow. Leaves it for Bovee. Bovee against Cannon Huss. Dangerous pass along the baseline. Gets through a couple McDonald arms to Nolan Freed. Now a long three. No Burris. Offensive rebound. Put back. No. Knocked out of bounds. And will stay here with Kadat.
Boy, you wish he could have had that one back. That was, I don't know if that was a shot or a real alley-oop, but it looked like an awful good alley-oop, but
sure
he just
did.
Missed it.
11:22 left. Kadat will inbound. Thrown to the corner. Bovee's pass picked off. Aiden Misfelt crosses over on him. To the lane, finish. Aiden Misfelt, his first basket, as he went one on one all the way down the court. 14-13 McDonald. First shot. Drop it over to Nolan Blum. Blum having some trouble with the handle. Picks it up, straddling the three-point arc to Bovey. Bovey drops back down into the right corner. Brody Burrish has thrown into the lane. Tegan Ritter comes out beyond the arc. Working the dribble, crosses over on Carter Stelter, lowers the shoulder, lowers the head, and he's bumped and fouled. I think he'll get Carter with that one. Give us time to let you know that Quality Propane and Fuels is Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Burrish loses it into the McDonald bench, but last touched by McDonald as someone poked a hand in there.
Cooper. Cooper's playing some good defense there.
Now Cooper Mittermeier will guard the inbounder. That's Nolan Freed. Freed throws into Brody Burrish, shoots it into the left corner. Warren Bovey driving baseline, and he stepped on that line. Turnover to the Max with 10:37 remaining in the first half. McDonald with a slim 14-13 lead.
It was only about the first turnover of the game, really.
Aiden Misfelt high on the left, holding it over his head. Long cross-court skip. A bounce into the right corner. Cannon Huss from Eddie Mittermeier. Cannon skips it back out to Aiden. Touch pass. Cooper Mittermeier wide open. Corner pocket three left side. Too strong. Offensive rebound. And Cannon Huss pumps up and scores.
Good box out by Cannon Huss.
16-13 McDonald. Tegan Ritter drops off to Nolan Freed. Freed tried to cross between a couple defenders and thought maybe they'd get him for steps, but a foul first.
I put it on. Maybe. No.
And they got Carter Stelter with that one.
His second.
So that's the team second, Carter Stelter second. Now two new entrants into the game. We'll see Cale Holm, the 5'8" freshman guard, number 11. Also Miles Flanagan, the 6'3" junior center, number 44, who averages 2.1 points and almost 3 rebounds per game. And Flanagan immediately gobbles up a rebound off the miss on the 3 from Nolan Blum. Eddie Mittermeier in transition steps into a 3. That one well off the mark. Rebound pulled in by Freed of Kadat. The lead remains 3 for the Max.
Eddie doesn't seem to like this right side. Always tends to come from the other side.
Nolan Blum up top for Kadat. Finds Brody Burrish. He'll step back for 3 right wing. That one clanks off the side of the iron. Rebound Cooper. Hands off. Carter Stelter reaching in hard. Stelter will work it out to Cale Holm. Vietti Mittermeier. Holm lofts a 3 off the mark. Tapped back out to Stelter from Flanagan. The ball's loose, and Eddie Mittermeier picks it up near midcourt. Bounce to Cooper Mittermeier in the left corner. Throws to Carter Stelter. Cale Holm will try another 3 right corner this time. That one off the back of the bracket. Rebound pulled in by Burrish, and a quick foul on Cooper Mittermeier.
Cooper was going up hard for that rebound, but got a little bit of body.
At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona, visit ghr-ec.com, ghr-ec.com. Asher Rozowski on the ball now, just came into the game. Number 34, the 6-foot senior guard, averages 2.3 points per game for McDonald. They could use a few points here, leading just 16-13 at the halfway point of the first half.
A little bit of cold shooting there.
Bovey finds Burrish. Burrish in a double team. Too strong off the window. Second rebound of the night for Miles Flanagan. Teddy Mittermeier. Mittermeier in transition. Crossing over up top. Throws to Rozowski. Bounce pass. Cale Holm right corner. Long cross-court skip. Tipped into the arms of Eddie Mittermeier. Immediately snaps off a 3 and snaps the twine.
He likes that other side. I'm telling you.
From the left wing, that's the third hit from downtown. Eddie Mittermeier. Timeout taken by Kadat. We'll step out and be back in half a minute. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Well, don't forget, Midwinter Mardi Gras is coming up February 11th. Support our McDonald Area Catholic School students and schools with your business sponsorship, or if you can't attend but want to help, purchase raffle tickets, one for $25 or 5 for $100, $4,000 in cash prizes. Get your raffle tickets at any of the 3 schools today. That's Midwinter Mardi Gras. Get those raffle tickets. Mardi Gras is coming up February 11th, a week from tomorrow. 19-13 McDonald. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you live from Cadott. Max up by six. Pull up by Bovey in the lane. Hits the front of the rim. Push back by Burrish, and he's fouled underneath.
Michael Andrzejewski, maybe.
Five on the floor for McDonald right now. Miles Flanagan, Eddie Mittermeier, Cale Holm, Asher Rozowski, and Cooper Mittermeier.
One on Eddie.
So that's Eddie's first. And Burrish first free throw is good. Eddie Burrish recognizing some of those Midwinter Mardi Gras sponsors as well, too. Chippewa Valley Financial Services, One Automotive Group, Micon Cinemas, Nicolet National Bank, Bargain City, and Country Treasures. We appreciate their support of McDonald's schools and students. Burrish hits the pair, got a little bit more rim on the second, but he leads the way for Cadott with 6 points, and it's a four-point lead for McDonald, 19-15. As Eddie Mittermeier will jog it across that Hornet logo at midcourt. Cannon Huss and Keegan Galvez look like they're coming back into this game soon. Asher Rozowski, left corner, long cross-court skip, Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie fakes a pass, takes a three, makes the three. Four in the first half for Eddie Mittermeier. He has 12. 22-15 McDonald, and we have another whistle far side of the floor.
Cale Holm just picked up a body foul.
Well, it's time to let you know that you can make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account each time you use your Royal debit card. Up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Cannon Huss back out there for McDonald, Keegan Galvez as well. Both Mittermeiers and Asher Rozowski. Over and back violation called on Cadott. I thought maybe that was tipped by McDonald. I think Coach Burrish might be campaigning that as well.
Yeah, I thought it was. But
now Cooper Mittermeier and Asher Rozowski out. Aiden Misfelt and Jordan Sikora back in. So original starting five on the floor for Adam Schilling. Eddie Mittermeier has had the hot hand so far. Aiden Misfelt shoots it into the left corner. Keegan Galvez back to Aiden. Aiden holds high above his head. Back to Keegan in the left corner. Looks in the post and instead skips. Eddie Mittermeier, Jordan Sikora in the right corner. Trying to feed Cannon Huss in the post. He'll get it down to him on the right block. Cannon backing in against a double team. Goes up and under. Can't get it to fall. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Cadott. Good battle there by Huss underneath.
Yeah, he's working on his pulse moves down there.
I think Cannon's sporting a new haircut as well, too. I don't know if you call it kind of a wide mohawk because it's very, very short on the sides, but it's not as thin as you would think a mohawk would be.
Yeah.
Eddie Mittermeier, they left him wide open for three. Don't do that! Eddie with his fifth three of the first half.
Made him pay for it.
25-15 McDonald. Eddie Mittermeier getting some state attention as one of the top three-point shooters by percentage in the state of Wisconsin. He's just adding to that tally tonight. He's now hit 88 threes for the season. Keegan Galvez stepping in front of a pass. Cannon Huss feeds it right back to Keegan. Keegan hangs in the air, cannot hit the shot, but he hits the deck as he's fouled and will go to the line shooting two. Just waiting.
At some point.
For a Galvez throwdown. It's going to happen.
He actually kind of took off a little early there.
So Keegan will go to the line. Shooting a pair. First free throw off the mark. Help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at SIM4Kids.com. That's SIM4Kids.com. Empty on that trip is Keegan a little long on the second free throw. 25-15, it remains a 10-point game for McDonald, but a turnover in the far corner as Tegan Ritter could not handle it and loses it into his own student section.
Yeah, kind of got trapped there and bounced the ball off his foot out of bounds.
Okay, Mittermeier has 15 of McDonald's 25 right now. Aiden Misfelt high on the left, will throw to Eddie, right wing. Touch pass, Jordan Sikora, no hesitation. Right corner three, no, a little bit too long. Keegan Galvez battles down the rebound, can't get it to fall. Offensive rebound again, Cannon Huss, and he is fouled underneath the hoop. With 6:13 remaining.
That's going to be Jackson Barone's third foul.
He's the tallest player on this Cadet team at 6'3". Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Proud sponsor of Chiha and McDonald Athletics on Wogo Sports for over 30 years, White City Glass. Now a turnover by McDonald on the inbound, as they'll say Eddie Mittermeier was standing on the line.
I didn't quite get that.
I didn't see a lot of argument from Eddie, but also I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Almost two-thirds of the way through the first half, McDonald leads by 10, 25-15. Cadet has a shot swatted by Keegan Galvez. You could hear that one. Now Keegan going hard coast to coast. He gets spilled again. No foul call this time. A helpful hand up from Brody Burrish. Ball will be out of bounds to McDonald. And Cannon Huss will inbound as they'll go two of the blocks, two of the elbows. Inbounds to Keegan Galvez. And he's taking a couple spills. Drop in to Cannon Huss. Huss triple teamed. Flip out. Keegan Galvez left corner from Jordan Sikora. Finds Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie fakes the pass. Takes the three. Off the front of the rim. Knocked out of bounds. Staying with McDonald. With 5:40 remaining, Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com at StelterIncorporated.com. Pass heaved up top to Aiden Messfeldt, to Jordan Sikora, back to Aiden on the right wing. Aiden leaves for Jordan Sikora, finds Eddie Mittermeier, quick touch pass and a bounce to Cannon Huss. He's triple teamed, back out to Eddie. Wide open three, left corner. That one just a bit too strong. Rebound finally fought down by Warren Bovey of Cadet. He'll feed it inside. Ooh. And going in hard is Nolan Blum for his second basket, as he got good position in the paint and just went over the top of his defender. Keegan Galvez, no hesitation, left corner, three, got it. Keegan Galvez with six. McDonald leads 28-17. They've hit seven threes in the first half. It's a nice, brightly lit gym here as Warren Bovey will try to answer in the right corner, and his pops in and out. Offensive rebound by Blum. Puts it up with the right hand. Gets a fine roll off the back rim. And it's 28-19.
He's got six.
Left corner, Jordan Sikora against Burrish. Aiden Misfelt rotates over to Cannon Huss, or excuse me, Eddie Mittermeier. Back out to Aiden Misfelt. Thought about a really deep three for a moment there. He picks it up against Tegan Ritter. Drops down to Cannon Huss. Huss amid a double team, up and in from 5 feet.
He's working hard in that middle.
Huss with 7 points and just a nice feathery touch with the right hand. 30-19 the max. Just over 4 minutes remaining. Driving baseline, tough up and under layup will not go down for Warren Bovey. Cannon Huss clears the rebound across the logo at midcourt. Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier looks to the post. Keegan Galvez back out to Cannon. Wide open look at a three. Left wing. That's the eighth of the first half for the Mavs. Cannon Huss. And a timeout taken by Cadet. 33-19. We'll step out and be back after this on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball, back in 60 seconds.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
February 11th is the Midwinter Mardi Gras fundraiser at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Support our MAC students and schools with your business sponsorship. Can't attend but still want to help? Purchase raffle tickets. One for $25 or five for $100. $4,000 in cash prizes. Get your raffle tickets at any one of our three schools today. The McDonald Midwinter Mardi Gras is sponsored in part by Chippewa Valley Financial Services, One Automotive Group, Micon Cinemas, Nicolet National Bank, Bargain City, and Country Treasures.
Well, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, it's safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. So far, the Macs making themselves at home while they're away. They've hit 8 three-pointers here in the first 14 minutes of the first half at Cadet and lead 33-19. Now some full-court pressure for McDonald, broken by Cadet. Up top, Tegan Ritter. at 23 against McDonald just over a month ago. Warren Bovee up top, drops it off to Freed. Freed floats it over to Bovee in the left wing. Bovee looks short corner, nothing there. Back out to Ritter. Cannon, Huss right in his grill. Driving against Huss, and a reach and a foul. They make it Keegan Galvez
for
that.
So from the backside there. Yep.
It was time to let you know that it's time. It's time to call Verzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Verzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. Verzgala.com or 839-0707, 839-0707. Verzgala Plumbing and Heating. Shovel pass along the baseline to Burrish. He'll poke it back out. Aiden Misfelt takes it away. Misfelt now on the run for McDonald. To the right corner. Long cross court skip Cooper Mittermeier. Rotates. Jordan Sikora, left corner, three. Back rim, no. Gets his own rebound. Sikora floats it out to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt, ball fake. Pulls it up at the left elbow. Back to Sikora. Sikora, head fake to the left corner. Shoots it down to Flanagan. Flanagan down low. Couldn't hit it with the left hand. Good move to the hoop. Just wouldn't go down. On the floor for McDonald, Cannon, Huss, Miles Flanagan, Jordan Sikora, Cooper Mittermeier, and Aiden Misfelt as Eddie Mittermeier took his first break here of the season out of the timeout. No hesitation on the three. Grazes just the side of the rim for Warren Bovee from the left wing, and it's out of bounds to the Max. 2:42 remaining in the first half, 33-19. McDonald, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on the road at Cadott. Zach Wycheck back at the Wogo home base in Halley. Cooper Mittermeier almost not looking for a pass to Cannon Huss. Huss looking for a three. That one rims in and out from the right wing. Rebound to Warren Bovee.
They got the liberty here to kind of shoot those threes since they're got a pretty good lead going.
And they hit about 10 per game on average. Have eight in the first half as Miles Flanagan erases a shot from Burrish. Now Cannon Huss in transition. Power step. Bounce up and in. Count it. And the foul.
Great ball movement there.
Cannon Huss now at 12 in the first half. And it's 35-19. McDonald on the scoreboard catches up. Jordan Sikora exits in favor of Eddie Mittermeier. 2:11 to play. And Cannon Huss for his second and one tonight.
Got it.
And rims it in. What a first half for Cannon Huss and Eddie Mittermeier. Billy McDonald as a whole shooting so well. Burrish will float one to Tegan Ritter, right corner. Finds Bovee. Bovee driving baseline, and Miles Flanagan just took it away from him as the dribble was a little bit wild. Cooper Mittermeier in the right corner. Mittermeier fouled.
Bovee
picks up his first. That's the team's sixth. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. That's Wynn Family Dentistry. Cooper Mittermeier into Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie curling off the Cannon Huss screen, and he's fouled from behind, and that's not a good idea because you're going to send Eddie Mittermeier to the free throw line.
Nolan Freed picking up his first. Be one-on-one here for Eddie.
I want to say something, but I won't. I jinx too many times. So Eddie Mittermeier shooting a 1-1. And he hits the first free throw. And again, I wanted to say, as an 85% free throw shooter, it's really not a 1-1 for Eddie. It's two. But I wanted to wait. Now Eddie to double up Cadott. They lead 37-19. And there I did it. Would have been 38-19, but Miles Flanagan, offensive rebound to Aiden Misfelt, passes up the three. Cooper Mittermeier, right corner, drops it down to Flanagan. Flanagan kicks out Aiden Misfelt, straight on for three. Off the side of the rim, Cannon Huss tracks down the rebound. Huss driving baseline, somehow tiptoeing there to Eddie Mittermeier, left corner, three. That one won't go down. And a whistle and a foul, and Cannon Huss is shooting a 1-1 as McDonald just owning the boards right now.
Yes. And again, Cannon is just fighting down there.
Well, it gives us more opportunity to let you know about where you can get fresh, never-frozen beef cooked up only after you order the Butter Burger from Culver's. Have one today at Culver's of Lake Halley. Cannon Huss short on the free throw. Otherwise, we could have told you more about Culver's of Lake Halley. So 37-19 it remains. McDonald even their last couple free throws at the line. Cannon Huss pokes it away from Blum, but Burrish takes the loose ball in the corner. Bovee up top, drops to Burrish. Burrish Crowding down the lane, pulls up from 8 feet. No, Flanagan gobbles up another rebound.
Miles was having a good night rebounding down there, blocking a shot.
Under a minute to play first half, Cooper Mittermeier to Cannon Huss. Huss, dribble handoff, Eddie Mittermeier back to Cannon in the left corner. Head fake, driving the lane, kick out to Flanagan. Jaden Misfelt, Misfelt just inside the arc on the right wing. Pocket, bounce pass down low to Flanagan and couldn't quite get the handle on it. It was a little bit low, just above the shoelaces. Miles would probably tell you should have had that one, but
yeah,
there was a lot of mustard on that low bounce pass.
And I think Aiden might have thought he was cutting a little bit further down, too.
37-19, McDonald. Full court pressure from McDonald, and stepping on the line, Nolan Freed.
Wow, I don't know what that
is. I didn't see that, and it's the second time down on that end line.
They've called that a couple
of times.
It's
kind of tough to see.
I can't pick it up. It's where the black and brown pick up.
Inbounds to Flanagan, crashes to the rim. No, offensive rebound, Cannon Huss. Power dribble, and he is fouled and will go to the line shooting a pair. So that gives us a little bit more time as well to let you know. We want to make sure you know about this. February 11th, Midwinter Mardi Gras fundraiser at McDonald for the students and schools. Support Max. If you can't attend, you can help with the business sponsorship or purchase raffle tickets, one for $25 or five for $100. Get those raffle tickets at any of the three McDonald schools, as Cannon is a little bit short on the free throw, so he's left a couple in a row out there. Again, $4,000 in cash prizes for that raffle. So one for $25, five for $100. Get those today in person. Cannon Huss gets his own rebound off the miss, and he is tied up. We'll float it out to Eddie Mittermeier, to Cooper Mittermeier, right wing, and thrown away as he's looking for Cannon Huss in the paint. So whistle as Cooper Mittermeier will stop Cadott in transition with 27.7 left. So one more time, that McDonald Midwinter Mardi Gras, sponsored in part by Chippewa Valley Financial Services, One Automotive Group, Micon Cinemas, Nicolet National Bank, Bargain City, and Country Treasures. That was the seventh whistle against the Max. It's now Cadott shooting a 1-1, and that went too long for Blum. Another rebound for Miles Flanagan. Eddie Mittermeier soars to the rack, too strong off the window. Flanagan can't battle down the rebound, pulled in by Warren Bovee. With 17 seconds left. Ritter back to Bovee across the timeline, goes behind his back against Eddie Mittermeier. He lost his balance, and Eddie picks up the foul. And so that will send Warren Bovee to the line, shooting a 1-1.
Eddie picking up his second.
So McDonald will just need to make sure they play clean for the last 11.3 here. Free throw is too long for Bovee. Eddie Mittermeier pushes ahead to Aiden Misfelt. With 7 seconds left, cross-court skip back to Eddie Mittermeier. Aiden Misfelt, right wing, finds Flanagan, goes hard to the hoop, can't get it to fall, and that's how the first half will end. Team's cooling off a bit at the end, but still a strong shooting first half for the Max as they lead 37-19 at the break. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. This is Max Basketball live from Cadott on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card.
Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
No look bounce pass down low.
Katie Ruff off the window, countered into foul.
Blocked by the Eau Claire player, but here's Riley Biston. And it goes in, the empty netter. Makes it 3-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
We welcome you into the Hy-Vee Halftime Show here at Cadott High School as your McDonald Max have a 37-19 lead over the Hornets at the half. The Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney here in Cadott. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studios in Halley, our board operator. And Mark, your thoughts on the first half?
Hey, I think, I kind of need a little bit of credit to Cadott. Kind of in the first 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes there, they were shooting the ball really well. They were cleaning up their offensive rebounds. We were doing a very good job on our defensive rebounds. And then Andy kind of caught on fire and getting the ball down low to Cannon in the middle. So I think it took maybe McDonald a little bit to get going and tighten up the defense a little bit and load them to maybe one shot on their offense and clean that up. So, and in second gear, maybe, and hit a third gear there and kind of finished the half strong.
Looking at the leading scores right now on both sides. That's better than the last game between these two teams where Tegan Ritter had 23 of the 25 for the Hornets. 6 for Brody Burrish in the first half, 6 for Nolan Blum, 5 for Warren Bovey, and 2 for Jackson Barone, who had those 3 fouls in the first half. The other side, a blazing fast start for Eddie Mittermeier. He had 5 of McDonald's 8 made threes in the first half. He has 16 points. Then Cannon Huss really poured it on late in the half. He has 13 of McDonald's 37. Keegan Galvez with 2 made threes. He has 6 points and 2 for Eden Misfeld. Here on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Let's listen to sports. Galvez, pump it, that takes a beat from the left corner, all net for Keegan Galvez. We have cut out just a bit there. Glass and Sakura with the rebound in the far corner. Sakura pushes up to Eddie Mittermeier, right wing. Long cross court. Keegan Galvez. Galvez pump fakes, then takes a three. Hits the three
from the left corner, all net for Keegan Galvez.
Up to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt looks to the post. It goes right side, short into corner. Right corner, Cannon Huss. Huss skips it over to Aiden Misfelt. Quick pass, left corner, pocket three. Eddie Mittermeier. Will exit. Eddie Mittermeier off the inbounds, passes up the three, goes to Aiden Misfelt, left wing. Back to Eddie on the right side. Eddie finds Cannon Huss in a double team in the lane. Count the bucket. And the foul, hoop and arm for Huss once again. A little runner from 6 feet. Mittermeier in transition. Crossing over up top, throws to Rozowski. Bounce pass, Cale Holm right corner. Long cross-court skip, tipped into the arms of Eddie Mittermeier. Immediately snaps off a three and snaps the twine.
He likes that other side.
Midcourt, Cannon Huss and Keegan Galvez look like they're coming back into this game soon. Asher Rozowski, corner, long cross-court skip, Eddie Mittermeier. He fakes a pass, takes three to three. In the first half for Eddie Mittermeier, he has 12. On the sides, but not as thin as you think a Mohawk would be.
Yeah.
Eddie Mittermeier, they left him wide open for three. Don't do that! Eddie with his fifth three of the first half.
Need to pay for it.
So I see it.
Yeah.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Second half, but first our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-out, so go ahead and take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb, and I'm going to give just a huge shout-out to our son, Glenn Maloney, and his wife, Linda, and our granddaughter, Rosalie, out at McGuire Air Force Base that just welcomed their tiny little daughter, 26 weeks. She was coming out a little bit early, coming in at 1 pound, 12 ounces out there, so Lita and I drove out there, so Lita stayed out there. She's helping out. Again, it was a phenomenal trip going out there, and everything is going very, very well out there for Linda and little baby Freya is the name of our new latest granddaughter. So our thoughts and prayers are going to be with those guys for quite a while. She's got a good fight going, so and she'll make it. She's doing well. Also want to shout out to Alex Maloney, our other son, down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Uncle Alex now again for the fourth time. Joey Kubishik. Out at Holloman Air Force Base. He just came back from a TDY and just came back after Christmas. It's good to have him back, just recently married. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm out at Dover Air Force Base, soon going to be going to Japan. Greg Hovland and his wife down at Scott Air Force Base are getting ready to have their first baby coming up. Sarah Pass and Bovies with the 133rd Civil Engineers. Kristen Levesser Davis, she's always listening. I think she's over at drill this weekend with the Air Force National Guard. And we're going to get a couple more here. Chuck Gardos with the Chi High grad in the Marine Corps station in Hawaii, and Matt Pulver at Laughlin Air Force Base. He is at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska, now flying reconnaissances. So again, I took a little bit of time there to recognize my son in the Air Force out there. So again, a huge thank you to all of our military.
We will start the second half with McDonald with the basketball, leading 37-19. Eddie Mittermeier tries to pick up where he left off, and he will. Canning a three to start the second half. Eddie Mittermeier makes it 40-19 McDonald, and he has 19 points all on his own. Is that it? Now a steal, Jordan Secor to Eddie Mittermeier. He'll feed Secor down the lane. Cannon Huss cleans up the loose change. Up and in for two as Sakura's layup went fall, pressured from behind. But Huss now has 15.
I don't think he saw that guy coming.
And that was the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire.
Another pickoff.
Another steal by Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt on the run to Keegan Galvez, left corner. Galvez finds Eddie Mittermeier all alone, right corner three. That one doesn't go down. Rebound pulled in by Kadaz. And you can find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Eddie Mittermeier is not even letting me finish the read, and he takes a hard seat as he's fouled by Nolan Freed. Eddie will pop right back up and will go to the line shooting two. That's the first foul on either team in the second half, but goodness, at the start of the second half, McDonald really pouring it on. Timeout taken by Kanat. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
.16:50 remaining here in the first half. Eddie Mittermeier will go to the line shooting two. And he's long on the first free throw, so some uncharacteristic misses here for Eddie. WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports. Second free throw is good for Mittermeier. He now has 20. That's a game high. Again, we do apologize. It seems that we're having some cellular connection issues here in the gym that trying to fix in the field. Cannon Husk pokes a pass away.
Almost.
Pulled back, though, by Kadat near midcourt. They have not scored yet in the second half. McDonald scored the first 6 points here after the break. Driving in hard to the hoop and ending that scoring drought is Tegan Ritter. He had not scored in the first half. And we kept mentioning that phenomenal stat. He had 23 of their 25 the first game. Cannon Husk turns it over in the paint. Nolan Freed steps in front of the pass. Burrish, left corner. Back out to Freed. Freed well off the mark, but Burrish, offensive rebound, put back, and a foul on Cannon Husk.
He had great position on Cannon. Nothing Cannon could do there, but trying to block the shot, got the foul.
Well, Culver's has fresh custard for you every day. Try the flavor of the day at Culver's of Lake Halley and maybe warm up with some plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders as Burrish off the mark on the free throw. Regular and Buffalo served hot and crispy at Culver's of Lake Halley. Culver's of Lake Halley, proud sponsor of Chi-Hi and McDonald Athletics here on WOGO Sports. 43-23 the max with 15:57 remaining.
Brody Burrish just picked up his third.
Team second here in the second half.
Boy, that's
free throws
like
short by Cannon Huss.
Like
something's a little
one.
Off here.
Yeah.
On the free throws from McDonald's best free throw shooters.
Yeah, Cannon's just that's four in a row that have been short.
And there we go. Perfect on the second free throw for Cannon Huss. On the left wing. Bork back to Ritter on the right. Bovey and Ritter are a two-man game. Bovey, high dangerous pass to Ritter. Gets it back. Lofts a three left side. Back rim, no. Going high for that rebound. Aiden Misfeld.
They're playing a 2-3 zone there, and it's really giving Kadat trouble.
Misfeld across the logo. Drops down. Up to Misfeld. Now Galvez sneaky along the baseline, catches it, goes up and under, can't get it to fall. Cannon Huss offensive rebound in the left corner, shoots it out to Eddie Mittermeier, back to Aiden Misfelt. They left him all alone for three. That one comes up short. I don't know if someone got a piece of it. The officials will say no as it goes out of bounds.
I think Aiden might have felt some pressure coming and left it a little short.
And WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you at Kadat High School. 3 minutes into the second half, it's 44-23, McDonald. Drop down to Ritter. Ritter puts his head down and has his shot swatted away by Keegan Galvez.
He's timed that one up just right.
14:51 remaining.
Give a little bit of credit to Tegan Ritter there. He's penetrating that middle.
Inbounds and a quick shot off the glass.
Jackson Barone.
Or Jackson Barone, who's had that foul trouble. 44-25 McDonald, Eddie Mittermeier to Cannon Huss. Huss wheels up in the paint, pulls up from 6 feet, can't get the roll. Offensive rebound to Huss, but it's knocked away from him. Whistle near midcourt as Freed collided with, I think, Eddie Mittermeier.
Picking up his third.
So that's three on Mittermeier with 14:29 left. And Freed will inbound from right in front of the scorer's table.
I don't know if you need to worry about it too much, having a 44-25 lead.
Ritter against Mittermeier on the far side. Drop it up top to Freed. Work back up top to Freed from Ritter. Shoots it back to Ritter. He'll take a quick three. Hits the front of the rim. Keegan Galvez skies for a two-handed rebound. Push ahead to Jordan Sikora. Touch pass. Cannon Huss. Huss between three defenders. Down the lane. Count the basket and the foul. A third and one opportunity for Cannon Huss.
A great Euro step finish there.
And Cooper Mittermeier comes in for Jordan Sikora with 14:01 remaining. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Free throw for Huss is short. Meanwhile, Aiden Misfelt spilled to the floor. Long feed ahead, 60 feet, cutting to the basket. Nolan Blum gets an easy layup. Keegan Galvez undercut by Blum and an offensive foul called against Keegan. Canott players will give him a hand up.
Good defense there. Good help up.
Carter Stelter comes in for Cannon Huss. So on the floor now for McDonald. Misfelt, Stelter, Eddie Mittermeier, Keegan Galvez, and Cooper Mittermeier. 46-27 the max with some full court pressure here. Ritter shoots it across midcourt. Diving in hard is Bovee, and Bovee pushed from behind.
Keegan picking up his third.
Team fouls even at three apiece, but some of McDonald's starters, as you mentioned, getting in a little foul trouble here. First free throw for Bovee, the lefty, is off the mark. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Second free throw missed. Offensive rebound for Cadott. Going up hard and putting it up and in is Tegan Ritter. All four of his points in the second half. Again, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. You can find out more online at cvosm.com/WOGO. cvosm.com/WOGO. Carter Stelter at the left elbow finds Flanagan along the baseline. Backs his way between two defenders. Earns a trip to the line as he is fouled by Nolan Blum.
Well, we're putting that on Barone. That's his fourth.
That's his fourth. And the team's fourth here in the second half. Free throw for Flanagan, the lefty, rattles in and out.
You're not shooting well from the line tonight.
As well as the three-point shooting has been going here in this gym, the free throw shooting has been a different story.
Let's see if Miles can't correct it here.
Second free throw for Flanagan, that one does rattle through. And that's the first point for Miles here tonight. 47-29, McDonald still leads by 18. Burrish, long cross-court skip to Ritter. Ritter finds Bovee. Bovee left-handed three from the left corner. No, Carter Stelter battling down the rebound between two Cadott defenders, and then he's hit by Nolan Freed.
Good fight there by Carter. A couple of times there he was getting hammered pretty good, and he stuck with it.
So McDonald inbound with Carter Stelter. Right side, Cooper Mittermeier. The work to Cale Holm, who just came back in this game. He also got some playing time in the first half. Carter Stelter wheels back out to Holm. Now to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier for three.
Ooh. Again, yes!
Eddie Mittermeier. Blazing hot from outside. He's hit seven threes all by himself tonight. 50-29 and 23 for Eddie. Warren Bovey against Eddie Mittermeier. Drops off for Burrish, and Burrish almost threw it out of the gym with a football pass into the right corner.
McDonald's doing a great job there by switching up their defense. They went back to a man-to-man here, and it just throws them off for a while.
Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you. Near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls, read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. That's Wynn Family Dentistry, a steal by Kadad. Blum on the move, Euro steps by Cooper Mittermeier. A nice finish there for Nolan Blum, as he has 8 points, a 5'11 junior.
I got him for 10.
You are right. I missed one. There it is. Asher Rozowski, the work to Cale Holm, drops down to Flanagan. Flanagan along the baseline, back to Rozowski, a little bit of a bobble, now driving baseline, pulls up, challenge, has his shot blocked by Burrish. One third of the way through the second half, McDonald up 19, 50-31. Driving along the baseline, the Hornets, Bovey pulls up from 5 feet and good. And Bovey averages almost 15 per game. At seven here tonight. Cale Holm tries his third three tonight. That one just a bit too strong. Offensive rebound. Carter steps are working hard as per usual. And down along the baseline, Carter Stelter looking to the bench for the play call. He'll go two of the blocks, two of the elbows. Inbounds to Flanagan. Flanagan finds Cooper Mittermeier cutting off a screen. Can't get the three to fall, and an offensive foul on a moving screen called on Asher Rozowski. That's the fifth whistle against McDonald. They will be in the bonus because six against Kadat so far. So a lot of free throws down the stretch here.
Cooper
Mittermeier, touch foul, and we're going to see a lot of free throws for the final 11-28.
Yeah, they're both in bonus now.
Well, Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete, three generations of service, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Blum in the left corner, driving just inside the foul line. Nice pass inside to Burrish. Burrish pumps, goes up and scores from low on the right.
Good ball movement there by Kadat.
15-point game, 50-35 McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier at the high post. Pass tipped out to Cale Holm. Home to Asher Rozowski, the senior, will draw a blocking foul as he tried to force an entry pass down to Miles Flanagan. And so now Asher Rozowski will go to the line looking for his first point or points tonight. This will be a 1-1.
See if we can get this free throw jinx going here, get it off our back.
Free throw off the mark. The front rim. Both teams have left a lot of points on the line. A block by Flanagan along the baseline.
His second block of the night.
Knocked away from Freed. Flanagan now will exit, and Cannon Huss back in. A 15-point lead for McDonald with 10:51 left. Both teams in the bonus. Blum down the lane. No one picked him up, and Blum having a fantastic game,
is
the junior with 12. Carter Stelter to Rozowski. Cooper Mittermeier scoops it to Stelter. Back out to Cale Holm. He'll try a three. That one off the mark. Offensive rebound. Back out to Cannon Huss from Rozowski. Huss for three.
Boy.
Right corner, no.
He's kind of bouncing all around that rim.
Tegan Ritter, meanwhile, drives down the lane. First, though, he'll pick up a foul on the ground on Carter Stelter, and that will send Ritter to the line, shooting a 1-1, seventh whistle against McDonald. I believe that's the third on Carter Stelter.
It is. There's going to be a lot of guys with lots of fouls here, the way this is going.
Holm will come out as Rozowski. Aiden Misfoss comes back in. Eddie Mittermeier as well.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Aiden Misfeld to Carter Stelter. Back out Cooper Mittermeier. Eddie Mittermeier pulls back for three. Right wing. No. Rebound to Gadot. Knocked out of bounds. Ooh. And a foul on McDonald.
Pick up a foul. 9:42 left here. And
this is still just a 13-point game and a lot of free throws yet to be shot.
Yes.
First free throw. Offensive rebound. Bad right to Gadot. And up and in off the glass is Nolan Freed. That's his first point, the 6-foot sophomore.
McDonald's on a little bit of a cold streak here.
Aiden Misfeld back out to Cooper Mittermeier. Aiden left wing. Finds Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier head fake. Shoots across to Cooper. Right wing. Cooper Mittermeier to Cannon Haas in the corner. Eddie Mittermeier calling for the ball on the left wing. They can't get it to him. Instead, though, finding Aiden Misfeld. Oh. Cutting to the rim. Teardrop runner off the rim and in. Counted and a foul for Aiden.
That was a good look by Cannon to see Aiden just streaking down the middle.
Aiden Misfeld, just his second basket tonight.
Brody Burdish just picked up his fourth.
So significant foul trouble for both teams. That was the eighth. Team foul against Gadot, so whistles are now even. 9-11 remaining, 52-39 the max.
See if Aiden can make a free throw.
Free throw for Misfeld. That one off the mark, too strong. Something is in the water here. Gadot with Ritter. From Nolan Freed, gives it back to Freed. Freed, one bounce, and has it knocked away by Eddie Mittermeier into the scorer's table. 8:54 remaining, 52-39. McDonald on the road looking for their 10th conference victory. Freed into the corner, Blum tiptoeing along the baseline, kick back out to Ritter. Ritter at the left elbow, pulls up for a jumper, book it. Six for Tegan Ritter, that's a tough shot. 52-41, McDonald still hanging on to that double-digit advantage, but Gadot fighting back. Aiden Misfeld looks short corner, not there, out to Cooper Mittermeier. To Aiden on the left wing. Back to Eddie Mittermeier. Works back out to Aiden. Aiden lost it, and a whistle against McDonald.
Aiden picking up his first foul, but ninth. Maybe the ninth team foul, I don't know. Yep.
So with 8:19 remaining, going to the line will be Nolan Blum, who's having a fantastic night and a chance to pull his team within single digits with a couple makes here. First free throw, as per usual, does not go through
team,
too long.
Neither team can hit that free throw.
Cooper Mittermeier near that Hornets logo to Eddie Mittermeier. High on the right, holds it over his head, skips it over to Cooper left wing. Finds the cutting Geegan Galvez back out. Aiden Misfeld to Cooper Mittermeier. Geegan Galvez left corner. Leaves it for Cooper on the left wing. Cannon Haas calling for the ball, dancing up and down in the post. Keegan Galvez right elbow. Shoots it over to Aiden Misfeld. Wide open, look at a three left wing. In and out, offensive rebound. Put back skying and kissing it off the glass. Keegan Galvez. 54-41 the max. On the left wing is Nolan Freed. Losing on the way to the hoop is Freed, and last touch by Freed out of bounds to McDonald.
And that 1-3-1 now they were in, kind of messing with Cadet a little bit.
Eddie Mittermeier across the timeline. He didn't miss foul. Finds Cannon Huss just inside the right block. Huss along the baseline, kick over to Cooper Mittermeier. Look at a three, too strong from the left corner, knocked out of bounds. Oh, saved actually by Aiden Misfelt. He threw it over his head, but right back to Kadat. Going down the lane, not able to hit the layup is Nolan Freed. And Freed will go to the line for two with 7:09 remaining.
Number four on Eddie.
19 fouls on McDonald, but four on Eddie Mittermeier. Don't forget to get those raffle tickets for Midwich Mardi Gras. One for $25, five for $100. $4,000 in cash prizes and cash on that free throw for Nolan Freed. It's been quite the drought for both teams. Can you get those raffle tickets at any one of three McDonald schools? And going glass on the second free throw. I guess whatever way you can get him to go through is Nolan Freed. He notches a pair there, and it's an 11-point game, 54-43 McDonald. Cannon Huss, right corner, pocket three. That one too strong. Offensive rebound, put back. Keegan Galvez, they're going to wave it off.
They're going to get Keegan with a push-off.
Wow. 54-43, 6:58.
That's his fourth.
A lot of time left, and McDonald has two starters with four fouls. And coming the other way, Cannot will be shooting a 1-1.
No, they're double.
Oh. So two free throws now, and we'll see if that changes things. As Jackson Barone, they'll stay down on the first.
Yeah, we're not running away with this one.
It was 37-19 at the break, but Cannot stayed with as the first free throw is short. For Jackson Barone. Keegan Galvez comes out. Miles Flanagan back in for Coach Schilling of the Max. Barone's second attempt. That one too strong. Offensive rebound, though, Kadat. That's Freed. Kick out Bovey for a three left wing. All air. Another offensive rebound for the Hornets. Tegan Ritter has his shot swatted away by Flanagan. A travel, though, right after that called against McDonald. Wow. Coach Schilling not happy with that call. .649 left in the game, 54-43 McDonald. It's a very hale and hearty Kadat team here tonight. Their coach said before the game, they've got nothing to lose. Flanagan walls up and blocks another shot or a pass, whatever it was. He knocked it right back into the arms of Freed, but
Freed got the foul there.
Freed then fouls him, and so Flanagan will be going to the line. He has 1 point.
Maybe? Cannon? Yeah.
Oh, Huss Cannon is going to the line. Excuse me. So both Huss and Flanagan blocked that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a shot or a pass. May have been a pass, but and Freed fouls Flanagan, or excuse me, fouls Huss. And Cannon, this will be the final 1-1 of the night for McDonald, and perfect for Cannon Huss. That had a great rotation on it. And it's 55-43 McDonald.
Use this to open it up a little bit more here.
And Huss rattles through the second. So perfect on that pair for Cannon Huss. 56-43 the Max. Long cross-court skip. Tegan Ritter. Ritter shoots it to Burrish. Burrish pulls up for a three left corner. Clanks it off the side of the rim. Cannon Huss with the rebound. Huss jogs across the logo to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier driving baseline. Finds Huss cutting to the cup.
Nice. Count. Nice look by Cooper. Find a cutting Cannon through the middle.
Back to a 15-point lead for McDonald. Now Warren Bovey to Burrish. Burrish in the lane trying to split two defenders and kisses one off the glass with a nice touch. Brody Burrish. 58-45.
That Miles right in his grill.
Cannot refusing to go away. Ooh. Stepping in through the body of Cannon Huss. For a foul is number 11, Jackson Barone.
He is done. That's number five.
And so Barone has fouled out, and Cannon Huss will be shooting two. Gives us a chance to thank those McDonald Midwinter Mardi Gras sponsors. Chippewa Valley Financial Services, One Automotive Group, Micon Cinemas, Nicolet National Bank, Bargain City and Country Treasures. First free throw is good for Ken and Huss. He has hit three in a row from the stripe. 59-45 McDonald with 5:52 left. Second free throw is short for Huss. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Zach Wycheck back at the Wogo home base in Halley. Good to have you with us for Max Basketball. Jumper from 16 feet is good for Warren Bovee as he pulls up just outside the left elbow. 12-point game. Cannon Huss at the right elbow himself, going between a couple defenders. Had it blocked on the way up, got it back, and scores.
Yeah, I don't know. They were looking for a jump ball or something, but I think he...
Cannon Huss has 25 points, if my unofficial tally is correct, as he's really poured it on here in the second half. We have another foul on Kadot.
That one, Deegan Ritter.
And that will send Jordan Secora to the line, shooting two. 61-47 our score with 5:17 left.
Full timeout, Kadot.
Timeout taken. We're back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports.
February 11th is the Midwinter Mardi Gras fundraiser at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Support our MAC students and schools with your business sponsorship. Can't attend but still want to help? Purchase raffle tickets. One for $25 or five for $100. $4,000 in cash prizes. Get your raffle tickets at any one of our three schools today. The McDonald Midwinter Mardi Gras is sponsored in part by Chippewa Valley Financial Services, One Automotive Group, Micon Cinemas, Nicolet National Bank, Bargain City and Country Treasure.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Jordan Secora at the line for the Max. 5:17 remaining here at Cadott. 61-47. McDonald with a 14-point lead. Both teams in the double bonus. Barone is fouled out for Cadott. McDonald, two players, Keegan Galvez and Eddie Mittermeier, with four fouls. First free throw for Secora rolls in. Jordan Secora, that's his first point. He's a 54% foul shooter. That one got a nice roll, and let's see how the second one looks from the sophomore. Perfect. 63-47 the Max. Again, trying to get their 10th conference victory tonight. Cadott looking for their first conference win. Blum has had the hot hand of the second half for the Hornets. Will shoot it to Bovee in the left corner. Bovee driving baseline and a blocking foul called on Aiden Misfelt.
Kind of looking at the ref going, boy, I don't know what I did, but kind of blocked him a little bit.
And I'll just be honest here. I put an order through on the Subway app because there's a Subway here in Cadott and put it through for the time that I thought I would be there after this game. And that might not happen. Free throw not good for Warren Bovee. Too long. Because there's still 5:03 to go. It could be a lot of free throws left. I may have mistimed that.
Yes.
Oh, well, they're good cold, too. Second free throw also no good for Bovee. Oh, my goodness.
But I don't know who to give that to.
I think Keegan Galvez knocked it back up and in, so I'm not sure who they'll score that for.
They gave it to number 10.
All right.
According to the scoreboard.
Nolan Freed. So he must have been the closest player in the vicinity as Galvez had that one. He's trying to corral the rebound, instead knocked it up and in. Kind of like an own goal in soccer. You don't see that very often.
Yeah.
Eddie Mittermeier left wing, cross-court skip, Jordan Secora. 63-49 McDonald, under 4.5 to play. Cannon Huss steps back for a three, right corner. Far side of the rim, no offense rebound. Secora back out to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt passes up the three straight on. They'll set up the offense.
Maybe run a little clock here.
Right side, Jordan Secora. Secora leaves it for Eddie near the logo. Drops to the high post, Galvez. Out to Secora. Wide open for three. Right side, book it!
Jordan Sikora, that one looked good.
He was close to having his toe on the line.
66-49. Under four to go. Cross-court skip. Back to Freed. Freed driving into the lane. Pulls up high off the glass.
Good
over
shot.
Cannon Huss. That one, Freed did get it on his own. 66-51, McDonald. Just over 3.5 remaining. Right corner, Jordan Sikora. Off for Aiden Misfelt. Back to Sikora, high on the right. Looking to the post, Cannon Huss, who's sitting on 25 points. Goes in and can't get it to fall. Offensive rebound, too strong off the glass. Another offensive rebound, Cannon Huss is tripped up, and he'll just stay on the floor, stretched out for a bit, and take a real, real quick breather. As Cannon Huss is just working so hard here tonight.
Burrish just picked up his fifth.
So Burrish is now fouled out, and that'll give Huss a little bit of extra time to breathe. 13 in the first half, 12 so far in the second half for Cannon Huss. As he has 25, and they'll towel off the floor a little bit. 25.9 for Cannon Huss so far. Unofficially 23 for Eddie Mittermeier. As McDonald stars shining as per usual. Huss, the free throw. Rims out. As strong as this game has been, yeah. I think Huss would be close to 30 points now with a few free throws, and Eddie would be in the upper 20s.
There's been a lot of points left at the line.
Second free throw also no good, and part of it is the legs, too. As Cannon Huss a rare miss on a pair of free throws, but just Cadot's battling. There's a kicked ball out of bounds, went right into the Cadot bench. 3:11 left. So you have to give a lot of credit. This team on the bottom of the conference just has refused to go away against McDonald.
Exactly.
Trying to make a war of attrition. Tegan Ritter in the left wing. Just over 3 minutes left. 66-51 McDonald. On the right side, Easton Goodman, the 5'11 junior, came into this game. He turns it over to Eddie Mittermeier. Now McDonald to Cannon Huss. Huss trying to tuck it in. Doesn't have the legs for it, but rips down an offensive rebound, throws one up, and is fouled by Goodman. So you had Huss and Galvez, two on no one. And you wondered who was going to go up for an attempt at a dunk, and Huss tried to throw it down, and I think he is just gassed.
Yeah, he doesn't have the legs for that right now.
So Cannon Huss, another two free throws. First one, rims out.
He's a little frustrated with himself, too, on this free throw shooting.
He's going to take an extra moment here and go back to the line. Again, just a brilliant game for Cannon Huss. The throws just have not gone down. Second one, also in and out. So four in a row missed by Huss, and it's 66-51. McDonald still with that 15-point lead. Blum, double team just outside the right block, and kicked by Keegan Galvez. He almost had a steal, but the foot got it first.
2:38 left here. Max up 66-51.
Freed inbounds to Ritter. Ritter immediately snaps off a three and snaps it in. Tegan Ritter, his first three. 66-54. It's a 12-point game. With under 2.5 left. Aiden Misfelt on the run right wing. Aiden crosses over on his man down the left side of the lane. Finds a cutting Jordan Sikora wide open underneath the hoop for two. The dime dropped. The vision from Aiden Misfelt.
Very good. Good cut by Jordan.
68-54. Turnover in the corner, getting away from Goodman. That pass from Bovee. And McDonald, a chance to hit 70 or greater on this possession. They average almost 73 per game. Inbounds to Aiden Misfelt. Some full court man-to-man pressure now from Cadot. Misfelt safely across the timeline as we traverse under a minute 55 to play here at Cadot. 68-54 the max. Aiden Misfelt up top. Cannon Huss. Huss crosses over on Blum. Down the lane, hit hard. And Cannon Huss will be going to the line again for two. With a minute 46 left.
I believe that Nolan Freed just fouled out too.
That'd be the second Canuck player to foul out.
Third one.
Third, you're correct. And so that is going to send Parker Davis, a 5'10 sophomore, into the game. Cannon Huss will get just a little bit of extra time before these free throws. And that one rattles in. He hit the front of the rim, but then it went in. So Cannon Huss with 26 unofficially. And now Huss to match the pair, and he will. 27 for Cannon Huss, 70-54 McDonald. Calmly hit both of those free throws. Goodman finds Ritter. Ritter down the lane, too strong. Rebound track down in the corner. Jordan Sikora pushes ahead to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier down the lane, 4-2.
Nice ball movement.
About 25 for Eddie Mittermeier, 72-54 McDonald. Blum goes over the top of Aiden Misfeldt. And got a nice roll on that shot. Plum really has played well throughout this game. Had a nice touch there. 110 left, 72-56 McDonald. Misfeldt, no look pass. Cannon Huss right corner. Eddie Mittermeier calling for it up top. Shot over to Aiden Misfeldt instead. Misfeldt goes right by his man. No look drop pass to Keegan Galvez, who's held on the way up. And Galvez will go to the line, shooting two with 54.4 remaining. And thank you to Hy-Vee for sponsoring our halftime show all throughout this season. Hy-Vee, your local Hy-Vee grocery store, Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
If Keegan can hit some free throws.
This one is good for Keegan Galvez. So Keegan now has 9 points. A chance to become the third McDonald player in double digits. Second free throw for the 6'5 senior. That one good. There we go. Four in a row from the free throw line for McDonald. 74-56. They lead by 18. Nolan Blum, somehow no one picked him up, and he cuts back door for another two. 74-58, 42 seconds left here in the game as McDonald took some effort, but working toward their 10th conference victory here. Aiden Misfeldt, jab step down the lane, hangs and hits.
Good rush there by Aiden.
Misfeldt with six. 76-58, again an 18-point lead, and now a pass too tall for Blum along the baseline with 22.6 remaining.
See if the Max don't just burn some clock here.
In the right corner, Jordan Sikora. Back up to Cannon Huss.
Yeah, they're just going to let it go out.
And so Canott will concede with 7 seconds left. Huss will dribble it out. Far side of the floor. And McDonald goes on the road against a gritty Canott team and gets that 10th conference victory. Your final score here from Canott, the McDonald Max 76, the Canott Hornets 58. McDonald moves to 19-1 on the season. They are now 10-1 in conference play. Canott falls to 4-14 on the year and 0-11 in the Western Cloverbelt. Coming up, the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll get you caught up on stats, highlights, and talk with head coach Adam Schilling all ahead in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
No look bounce pass down low. Katie Ruff off the window, countered in a foul.
Blocked by the Eau Claire player, but here's Riley Biston. And it goes in, the empty netter, makes it 3-1.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown. Your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Welcome to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling, get you your leading scores and stats, and trying to get you the first half and second half highlights if we can here on the Post Glass Post Game Show. We know we've been battling through some of those connection issues, but hopefully staying solid for just a little bit more, and we'll try to get that figured out when we are back here in a week for the McDonald girls against Cadott McDonald. Of course, with that thrilling victory last night over Regis, Izzy Hartman getting the game winner in that game, 51-50. The Macs have now claimed at least a share of the Western Clover Belt Conference title with a win over Bloomer, or next Friday here at Cadott, they would win that title outright. But first, the game at hand. McDonald wins 76-58, and this was a much harder task than some may have anticipated looking at this matchup on paper.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, again, hats off to Cadott. It just shows that they improved, you know, over the course of the season. McDonald kind of maintained, at least against Cadott. And, again, the free throw shooting was just not there tonight. I mean, like you said, if Cannon made his free throws, Eddie made his free throws, I think this would be opened up by at least 15 more points probably. But they just didn't shoot well from the line. I don't know if there was anybody shooting well from the line on either team, to be honest with you. And again, you know, 58 points for Cadott compared to 25 the first game, and some of these other guys, you know, making some great contributions there with Nolan Blum hitting his points. He did, I think he was the leading scorer for Cadott. So, again, that was probably a nice thing for Coach Burrish. But then, again, he had three guys foul out. So they kind of started to run out of people at the end.
And McDonald didn't have anyone foul out, but they had two starters with four fouls. I mean, and it was a danger zone for sure for Coach Schilling and crew there too, but they were able to pull it out. As we look at the stats here briefly, six players scored for Cadott, for McDonald, also six players scoring. Cadott was led, as you mentioned, by Nolan Blum with 16 points, then 12 for Brody Burrish, nine apiece for Warren Bovey and Tegan Ritter. Those are their leading scorers, so both held about 6 points under their season averages, eight for Nolan Freed and four for Jackson Barone. But a lot of balance in that scoring for Coach Burrish and his Hornets team. On the other side, for McDonald, 27 for Cannon Huss, 13 in the first half, 14 the second half, 25 for Eddie Mittemeyer. He had 16 of those in the first half when he hit five threes. Keegan Galvez, a strong game with 10 points, and seven for Jordan Sikoris, six for Aiden Misfeld, and one for Miles Flanagan.
Yes, they did a nice job there. And Cannon just, he was just battling down there in the paint. He did a nice job. He had a lot of rebounds on both ends. Miles did a nice job out there rebounding the basketball. And again, we were hot in the first half hitting the threes, kind of cooled way down in the second half hitting the threes. So, but give credit to McDonald boys for maintaining and taking this one to the end.
Well, let's take a two-minute break here on the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll talk with Coach Schilling, get you the complete game highlights coming up in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
We serve to serve again, Wurzgala Company.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's High Chai department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics.
Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. 76-58, McDonald wins by 18. That is their 19th victory of the season here at Cadott. They get that win, and let's take a listen before we talk with head coach Adam Schilling. Take a listen to how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports. Your highlights. Off the mark, off the glass, and Sikora with the rebound in the far corner. Sikora pushes up to Eddie Mittermeier, right wing. Long cross-court skip, Keegan Galvez. Galvez pump fakes, then takes a three, hits the three from the left corner. All net for Keegan Galvez.
Good shot there. Nice ball fake. Got the defender off of him.
Up to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld looks to the post. Said goes right side, Jordan Sikora. Right corner, Cannon Huss. Huss skips it over to Aiden Misfeld. Quick pass, left corner, pocket three. Eddie Mittermeier money.
Good ball movement.
We'll exit. Eddie Mittermeier off the inbounds, passes up the three, goes to Aiden Misfeld left wing. Back to Eddie on the right side. Eddie finds Cannon Huss in a double team in the lane. Count the bucket and the foul. Hoop and arm for Huss once again. A little runner from 6 feet.
He's been calling for that basketball down there quite a bit.
Mittermeier, Mittermeier in transition. Crossing over up top, throws to Rozowski. Bounce pass, Cale Holm, right corner. Long cross-court skip, tipped into the arms of Eddie Mittermeier. Immediately snaps off a three and snaps the twine.
He likes that other side, I'm telling you.
From the left wing, that's the third hit from downtown. Midcourt, Cannon Huss and Keegan Galvez look like they're coming back into this game soon. Asher Rozowski, left corner, long cross-court skip, Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie fakes a pass, takes a three, makes the three. In the first half for Eddie Mittermeier, he has 12. On the sides, but not as thin as you would think a Mohawk would be.
Yeah.
Eddie Mittermeier, they left him wide open for three. Don't do that! Eddie with his fifth three of the first half.
Made him pay for it.
So I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Almost two-thirds of the way through the first half, McDonald leads by 10, 25-15. Kadot has a shot swatted by Keegan Galvez. You could hear that one. Now Keegan going hard coast to coast. Going in hard is Nolan Blum for his second basket as he got good position in the paint and just went over the top of his defender. Keegan Galvez, no hesitation. Left corner, three, got it. Keegan Galvez with six. Mittermeier looks to the post. Keegan Galvez back out to Cannon. Wide open look at a three. Left wing, that's the eighth of the first half for the Mavs. Cannon Huss. And a timeout.
Series since they've got a pretty good lead going.
And they hit about 10 per game on average. Have eight in the first half as Miles Flanagan erases a shot from Burrish. Now Cannon Huss in transition. Power step, bounce up and in. Count it. And the foul.
Great ball movement there.
Again, belatedly bringing you the first half highlights here on the Post Glass postgame show. Let's listen to the second half now. 3 minutes into the second half, it's 44-23, McDonald. Drop down to Ritter. Ritter puts his head down and has his shot swatted away by Keegan Galvez. Back to Ritter, he'll take a quick three, hits the front of the rim, Keegan Galvez skies for a two-handed rebound. Push ahead to Jordan Secora, touch pass, Cannon Huss, Huss between three defenders, down the lane, count the basket and the foul, a third and one opportunity for Cannon Huss.
A great Euro step finish there.
The work to Cale Holm, which just came back in this game, he also got some playing time in the first half. Carter Stelter wheels back out to Holm, out to Eddie Mittermeier, Mittermeier for three again, yes! Eddie Mittermeier, blazing hot from outside. He's hit seven threes all by himself. Mittermeier to Cannon Huss in the corner. Eddie Mittermeier calling for the ball on the left wing. They can't get it to him. Instead, though, finding Aiden Misfeld cutting to the rim. Teardrop runner off the rim and in. Counted and a foul for Aiden.
That was a good look by Cannon to see Aiden just streaking down the middle.
Leaves it for Cooper on the left wing. Cannon Huss calling for the ball, dancing up and down in the post. Keegan Galvez, right elbow, shoots it over to Aiden Misfeld. Wide open, look at a three, left wing, in and out. Offensive rebound, putback skying, and kissing it off the glass, Keegan Galvez. That one too strong. Offensive rebound, though, Kadot. That's Freed. Kick out Bovey for a three, left wing. All air, another offensive rebound for the Hornets. Keegan Ritter has his shot swatted away by Flanagan. A travel, though. Off the side of the rim, Cannon Huss with the rebound. Huss jogs across the logo to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier driving baseline, finds Huss cutting to the cup.
Nice. Count. Nice look.
Right side, Jordan Secora. Secora leaves it for Eddie near the logo. Drops to the high post, Galvez. Out to Secora, wide open for three. Right side, book it. Jordan Secora, that one looked good. 12-point game. Under 2.5 left. Aiden Misfeld on the run, right wing. Aiden crosses over on his man down the left side of the lane. Finds a cutting Jordan Secora, wide open underneath the hoop for two. A dime dropped. The vision from Aiden Misfeld.
Very good.
Both of those free throws. Goodman finds Ritter. Ritter down the lane. Too strong. Rebound track down in the corner. Jordan Secora pushes head to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier down the lane. 4-2.
Nice ball movement.
How about 42 seconds left here in the game as McDonald took some effort, but working toward their 10th conference victory here. Aiden Misfelt, jab step down the lane, hangs and hits.
Good rush there by Aiden.
And a full game worth of highlights here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We haven't caught up with Adam Schilling yet, so we'll see if we still have a moment to do that while we briefly look ahead to what we've got on the Wogo Sports calendar. A doubleheader tomorrow, so the nightcap will be Chi High Boys Basketball, who just picked up a nice win last night against Rice Lake at home. They'll go just down the road south to the Doghouse to take on the Huskies of Eau Claire North. Before that, though, we've got quite the matchup. 2:10 p.m. pregame here on WOGO. It'll be the McDonald Lady Macs, number 8 in the state in Division 5, against the Neillsville Warriors, I believe, number 7 in the state in Division 4, and unbeaten on the year. This is going to be a fantastic non-conference game tomorrow.
Wow, that will be a very good game. It'll be a good test for the girls, and again, those type of games get them ready for the playoffs, and they're coming up quick.
Well, we are looking forward to that. And you can always check out our WOGO sports calendar at wogo.com. Continuing to get word on what we'll be covering for playoffs as seedings come out, but it looks like right now our first playoff action will be the 16th of this month, the 16th of February. It'll be CFM hockey. So Chippewa Falls Menominee girls hockey taking on Black River Falls. CFM got their highest seed, number 2 seed, I believe, since the year 2009. And so looking forward to hopefully having that one for you here on Wogo Sports on February the 16th. That'll be Greg Stewart and Michaela Hogan. Also a programming note, because it looks like Chi High hockey likely would be playing on the 17th, that would preempt the game that we're planning to cover right now for McDonald Boys on the road at Thorpe. So we will keep you updated on that, but there is the possibility of that McDonald Boys game being preempted because of Chi High playoff hockey. So we'll keep things up to date, always a little bit in flux, but of course right after hockey starts on the 21st, we'll have McDonald Lady Macs playoff basketball, the 28th McDonald Macs boys basketball, and got some action coming up too. Of course, game 1 week from tonight, it'll be the Kanawha Lady Hornets against the McDonald Lady Macs, and a huge game. Could be the conference is decided before that. Maybe it'll be decided that night, but the Lady Macs have certainly already earned at least a share of that Western Clover Belt Conference title, I believe, for the first time since 1989.
Yeah, so that's exciting for the girls' program there with Coach Cooper and his staff there. And then we got on the 14th of February, I believe, we got the boys against Fall Creek.
And that, again, very, very likely that one does decide, unless either team trips up before then, very likely that one does decide the Western Clover Belt Conference, and you can't ask for anything more than that on Valentine's night. Looking forward to that game. The night before that, a big non-conference game for the McDonald Lady Macs against Phillips. Just lots of action, and this is, again, such an exciting time of year, on the verge of the playoffs, but when games really, really matter.
Yes, and again, it's, you know, the conference championships all looming for the boys and the girls, which is fantastic. And then, you know, the playoffs coming up, and they're both teams getting, you know, great state recognition. So it's going to be a fun ending of the season as we're nearing the end.
Well, that will end our broadcast here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score from Kadot, the McDonald Macs 76. The Kadot Hornets 58. Our thanks go back to our board operator back in the WOGO studios, finding a little extra tonight, Zach Wycheck, as again, we had some of those connection issues that, Lord willing, will be able to be rectified when we're back here in 1 week. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying good night from Kadot. This has been McDonald Macs Boys Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports.
McDonald Macs Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory,
Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.